We are on Daf Kuf Amid Beis. Let us start from the middle of the first Taisvis, and the lines start getting wider. The second line. Taisvis had a Shaila. Why was it necessary? It says, why was it necessary to repeat this chiyuv of nifritza oimer loy gedor? Rabbi Netam Meforish the lahochi nokat trei zimni laashmiina. Shim yesh teisves masayin bein ma she hoysev kshenifritza rishayna um bein ma she hoysev kshenifritza shniya. If you'll add the two aisafis that were when there was no kaisel and then it was a gidul of kilayim, and if you'll add both of them together, there will be a Isof of Masayim. So the Barais is coming to tell us the Ein Mitztalfin Lesser. These two Isofis do not add up to Asa. And as we had mentioned, the Meiri in Baba Basra says, the Mashmois of the Rabbeinu Tam is Nifritza, the second time the Kaisel was Nifritz, the mashmois is oimer legder, you could still be matzel, that it should not become kloyim if you'll be geider before it is meisef masayim now. You always have a chance to be geider, kolzman it won't be meisef masayim now, so it would seem that you are not mitstarif the haisafe from the first pirtze, with the Haysafir from the second Pirtze, that they should become Kloyim. The Ein Mitztalfin Lesser, the Kama, Kama, Botla. The Rabbi Netam says a Yesod, that the first Gidul of Kilayim, that was less than Masayim, became Botla. And now you have another Gidul, which is less than Masayim, so we are not Mitztarif, the second Gidul with the first Gidul, because the first Gidul became Batel already. So that became Heter. That's not considered Kloyim, it becomes Batel, since you had Masayim Kenegdoi. So now the Rabbi Netam wants to say, if there's such a concept, if before you, Kolzman, you have a Messiah, Shol Heta Levatlo, you say, Kama, Kama, Botlo, so how is it ever possible that it should be Mosif Messiah? Whenever it starts growing, it becomes Botlo. You have Messiah Levatlo. So the Rabbi Netam says, V'davke k'sheyesh hefsik b'entayim. There was a hefsik between one gidul and another gidul. It's not one continuous gidul. So on each gidul, if you have masayim kinegdoi, it becomes botel. Avol ba'al mekelayim nesorim b'masayim, because there's no hefsik bintayim. That means if there's a continuous gidul of kilayim, I don't look at each mashu and say this will become batul. No, I say whatever will grow, whatever is growing is one big unit, and therefore it will not become bottle if after the complete growth you have less than Masayim to be Mavatal. But if there's a hefsek bin time, so there's two, these are two different gidulim, and one has no shaykhes with the other, so then I say on this first gidul, we say kama kama botli. We say kama kama botli on the first gidul. That what the Gemara says in Perik Basre, the Avodah Zorah. Hama'are yayin nesach michovis leboich. A person is pouring in yayin nesach. Michovis, we'll see later, the Masha says this is speaking about stam yayna. About kaponim, let us see what Allah is. Hama'are yayin nesach michovis leboich. A person is pouring in yayin nesach leboich. Afilu kol hayayim kulay. He's continuously pouring. And we'll see that birvois, as the day progresses, you have more yayin nesach in the boir than you have yayin shalheta. Afilu kol hayayim kulay. Kama, kama botul. I say each mashu that fell in, I have a sheer bitul, and that becomes bottle, and it never becomes mitzurif. And I say kama kama bottle. Meforesh Rabbeinu Tam b'deposik psuki. Now the Rabbeinu Tam gave us guidelines. When do we say kama kama bottle? When don't we say kama kama bottle? And the guidelines are as follows. If you have a continuous flow, so then the deal is that which is falling in is one unit. And therefore I have to take into consideration the whole unit that is falling in. And if connected this complete unit, there is not a shir levatloi, so it becomes also. If it is, there's a hefsek bintayim, there's one nefila in mitzad, this nefila, there is a shir levatloi, and then there's a new nefila, so I am not mitzarif, the first nefila with the second nefila, these are two distinct nefilas, and on each nefila I have to be done. If there's a shir levatloi, it'll become bottle. That is Shita Sarabeinu Tam. Avol im ma'are beloy hefsek, but that same Gemara, if a person would be pouring without hefsekes, and is ma'are kol hayom kuloy, and after the whole irui you do not have a shir levatloy, also, so then whatever is in the beir is also. Midi dahava akloyim anesorim betoisvis mosayim. Just like by kloyim, there's such a loche that if you have a gidul of kloyim and you don't have a shir mosayim levatal this gidul, I say it does not become bottle. Now I don't say that each mashu that grew became bottle to the mosayim, lafisha godel beloy hefsik, because it grew without a hefsik. Something that grows without a hefsek, I have to consider this whole gidul as one unit, and the deal is there a shir levatal, this complete unit, then it's bottle. And if I don't have a shir, the mevatal, this complete unit, it does not become bottle. The concept of kama kama bottle is only if there is a nefila with hefsekes. So then each nefila is a separate diyun, and if on each nefila there's a shir levatla, it becomes bot. Just learning this taisis, we have to be nishtaimim on the bekiyis of the balei taisis. Mamish, the taisis goes through half shas over here. In this nekuda of kama kama bottle, we have to know when we do say, when we don't say, what the problems are. Now, Taisus brings a Gemara in Shabbos. Shmuel Ovid Libnosei Mikvois B'yoy Meinis. B'yoy Meinisin, that means like this. During the year, when the daughters of Shmuel had a table themselves, they had no problem. They tabled themselves, there was a river. They tabled themselves in the river, and there was no problem. Yaymei Nisin, there was a problem. What was the problem, Yaymei Nisin? In Yaymei Nisin, the snow from the mountains started melting, and there was the snow was coming down into the river overflowed and from the snow. And now you had a tremendous problem. The problem is as follows. The din is, a mayin is metayer bischile, and a mikveh is metayer ba'ashboyer, which means as follows. If you have a mayin, a spring, a river, so even though the water is moving, it is not standing in one area, it's metayer. A mayin is metayer bischile. A mikveh, if the source of the water is not a mayan, it's rainwater, snow, it's only metayel ba'ashboyle. It can only be metayel if it's in one area, it's not moving. If you have moving make shomim or moving shelek, it's not metayel. Fine. Now, the river B'yoymei Nisin used to swell up, and the Shmuel was afraid. It could very well be, looking at the river now, there is more meishlagim than meino. That means that the river got very big now. The reason of the growth of the river is because of the melting snow. And if you'll start making a cheshbon in this water, which is the roiv, could be the roiv is meishlagim. Could be the roiv is meishlagim. And therefore, since the roiv is meikshamim, so memele, so it's not metayer. It's not metayer. The toivel themselves are meikshamim, and it's not, and it's beschile. Meikshamim is not metayer beschile. So Taisus had a problem. No niach that roiv is meikshamim. But there's a concept of kama bottle. That as soon as a small amount falls in, it becomes bottle. So it should become bottle, the meikshamim should become bottle to the mayon, to the no. So Mamela was gate miron, just like we said by Yayin Nesach, he's pouring in a whole day. And you have more Yayin Nesach than Yayin Kosher, and it's kosher. Because each mashu that comes in becomes bottle. So Mamela, so what was Shmuel afraid of? Shmuel Ovid Libnosei Mikvois B'yoymenis Shemo Yarbu Hanoitvin Al HaZoichlen. He was afraid maybe there's more rainwater, there's more melted snow than river water. So what is there to be afraid of? Hainu Shemo Yarbu B'loy Hefzik. Now the Rebbeinu Tam gave us guidelines. The Bnei Tam said if something comes with a continuous flow, so then the whole flow you consider as one unit, and then you have to cheshbon, is this unit greater than the mevatel or smaller than the mevatel? And you have to consider the whole unit as one unit. The whole halacha of kama bottle was only said if there were hefsekes. There was an afil of 20 units. So then, each unit is a bezundere dion. If there's a shear to be mevatel this unit, then it becomes bot. So Mameli can have 20 units, and all together it's more than the mevatel, but that is irrelevant. Each unit became bottle, and now some Mamelis, you don't have meikshamim, you have it becomes bot, it loses its shivas of meikshamim. And everything is a din of a no. Fine. V'chein b'peirek anoyde min hayerek. Now we go to Seder Noshim, Nedorim. Now we go to Nedorim, Avodah Zarah, and Shabbos. Now we go to Nedarim. Gabi botzel sha'okroi b'shvies. The Gemara says as follows. There was an onion that grew b'shvies. Now, an onion that grows b'shvies is, you have to be knowing the name shvies. He didn't want to have a shviestic onion. There's problems with Hilchos Shviyas. So the botzel started growing b'shvies. He was oikered from the ground. Venotai b'shminis. And he took this onion, and he planted it b'shminis. No, b'shminis. V'rabu gidulov al ikroi muta. And it was rabu gidulov al ikroi. That means there is more. There is more. That means it grew, let's say, this onion. So let us say that the chmeis, a quarter of the onion grew b'shvies. Three quarters of the onion grew b'shminis. Now I look at the onion, I have a big onion. So I say this onion is a shministic onion. The shviistic chelik becomes bottle to the roiv shminis. Fractoisvis. So why didn't you say again, kama kama bottle? That means I have a shviistic onion. I planted it, b'shminis. Now, it started growing in shminis. The first mashu that grew should become bottled to the shviyas. The second mashu that grew should be bottled to the shviyas. So why don't you say, kama kama bottle? V'lo'imrini kama kama bottle, the rabbeinu tams yisot, l'fisha godal b'loi hefsik. Something that is a continuous growth, you don't break it up in small nefilas, small shtiklach. We make it one big unit, and it's one big unit. There's more shminis than shvies. So mamela, so the shvies becomes bottle to the shminis, not the other way around. Now agavuche and this kasha that Tosfos asked, this is a mirdike kasha, which the Ramban says that vayakim zana Ramban that says the kasha doesn't begin. Here there's no problem. Here there's no problem. Why? There's a, because the Ramban says, Heter does not become bottle to Issa. Issa becomes bottle to Heter. Heter doesn't become bottle to Issa. And let us explain this. There's a Moira de Columbus. When Issa falls into Heter, so the gather of Bittel is, it loses its problem. That means it had an Issa on it, so you have Roiv Heter, so the Issa, It the Issa becomes bottle. It loses the Issa. It loses the Issa. So everything becomes muta. If the Issa falls off, automatically it's muta. When Heta falls into Issa, we're talking about that you have roiv of the botzel grew b'shminis, amiet of the botzel grew b'shviyis. So Tosfos had a kasha before the teretz of the Rabbeinu Tam. So the first mashu of shminis that grew should become bottle to the shvius. Now what would happen over here? It's bottle to the shvius. What will be? It'll become shvius? It becomes gidulei shvius? It gets the dinim of shvius. You can't say that the heta falls off. In order to have problems, it has to get the dinim of the yisa. The din bittul is only a davo shlili. It is not a davar that puts on dinim. And let us speak meiridike shailas, and then we'll really appreciate what we're speaking about. Let us speak about such a shaila. We have a din that, let's say, you have three pieces of meat. We'll talk bin a teira chad betrei botla. I have three pieces of meat. One piece, they're all three chunks of meat. One is nevela, two are kosher. I have all three together. The din is chad betrei bottle. Me karadin, I can eat all three. It's bottle, that's a din bittel boy. So the nevela becomes butter. Let's talk about, I have three matzahs. Two matzahs were baked lishmo, and one matzah was not baked lishmo. So I'll say over here, oh, I can eat all three matzahs for the seder. Here the din bittel has to put dinim on the matzah that was baked shalei lishmo, it has to make it alishmo dike matzah. To put dinim Because it's Raiv, there's a big, big machlokes. You don't say that Heter becomes Bottle to Issa, that you put Isurim on the Heter. Or I'll say over here, I'll put Alochis, I'll make this Matzah that was made Shalaylush, but it's Alashmadik and Matzah. It acquires the Dinim of the Raiv. Many Pais can say the whole Din Bittel is only it loses its Issa, but it doesn't acquire. If Raiv, Heter, Miet Issa, the Issa falls off. Issa falls off, Memele, it's Mutter. But doesn't acquire, that's the din of bittul b'roiv. The din of bittul b'roiv is it loses what it has. But here the din bittul has to, not only, it's not it loses. It loses the din hat, it loses what it's a matzah, you have a matzah shaloi lishmo. Here, in order to say you can be yoitza with this, it has to acquire the milas and the chshivas of the roiv. So, many paiskim hold, there's no such concept of bittul. So the Dvayake brings down the Ramban that Tosfos Kasha Bechlal is in Shvel. This Kasha that you had here on the onion, a botzel, that a quarter of it grew Bishvias and three quarters grew Bishminis. And they said a Kasha, well, let's say Kama botzel. Let us say Kama botzel, the first Mashu that grew Bishminis should become Perish, should make it Perish Shvias. That's a din bittel to put dinim on of the dinim of the roiv and the meir, which is a meir de gemach leikis. Aber from Taisus we see Taisus hold that there is also such a concept in bittul, and therefore the rabbi Natame rekashet. So why does the gemara say it's mutter that you're allowed to eat it? Let's say kama bottle. So the rabbi Natame says, oh, araya to my yisod. My yisod is if it's a continuous nefilah. There's no din of kama bottle. We take into consideration the whole nefila and the whole nefila fakel. The shminis is more than the shvius. So fakel, so the shvius becomes bottle to the shminis, not the other way around. And the Rabbi Netam says, no, the Rabbi Yoichin and Gufei. The Koma Beperit Basret Avaydezor Rishin Bottle, the same Rabbi Yochanan that said in Avaydezor Bayayin Nesach, Rishin Bottle, Islay Hosam Benedorim, the Gule Heta Malin Eseisa, that there, you don't say Kama Bottle, and I say that Faket Gule Heta Malin Eseisa is a Raya to my Yisot. That the whole din of kama bottle is by different nefilas. And in each nefila I have a shir levatloi. So then I'm done on each nefila bifnei atzmoi. And I say kama bottle. But by one continuous nefila, I do not say kama bottle. I consider how much is falling in, and then I see which is the right. This was Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. And he gave us guidelines when you say kama bottle, when you don't say kama bottle. V'ri ben Rabbeinu Meir Pirish. There's a grais over here, the Rishash makes a grais. V'taisvis. That means, the Rabbeinu Tam was Moira. He had three gemores that you don't say kama bottle. One gemara was betoisvis, when it was nitoisev, benedorim in mesachtes nedorim de botzel. By a botzel that was nitoisev bishminis, so it says the shminis does not become botzel to the shvius. I say, fakir the shvius is botzel to the shminis. Why didn't you say kama botzel? Ukloim, the Rabbi Netam asked a second kasha, all the time when kloim grows, and you lost the mevatel of Masayim, so that which grew is osa, and you don't say kama bottle. The gabi neitvin, and also we had a kasha that Shmuel had to make mikvois in Nissen because of the snow that melted into the river. And there also we had a problem. Why didn't you say kama kama bottles? They have three cases that you don't say kama kama bottles. The Rivam had a different mahalach, not the Rabbeinu Tam's mahalach, a different mahalach. The Gabi Neutfen, the veston bekach ligodel ma'at ma'at loy bottle kama kama k'moy b'yayin nesach dohosom leshayach lemei mahochi. It seems the Rivam had a different mahalach. Vestam bekach means, what is the nature of this dava hanitaisiv? If the nature is that it goes in mitzad the teva hadvorim, it goes in slowly, doesn't fall in all at once, it goes in slowly. But that's how it is, that's how it works. So then if the nature is that it goes in slowly, then whatever is going to fall in is not a nunefila. It is something to be expected. That's the nature of dvarim. It goes in slowly. Then you have to consider all the nefilas, because the teva advarim is they're all going to fall in eventually. Then you have to consider all the nefilas. That means if there's a teva. So that means Dachsam is saying as follows. Let's go in each case. In each case, he has over here by Klayim. No, Klayim, it grows slowly. Well, that's how it grows. But the Teva is, that's how it grows. It's a nature that it grows that way. Something that is by nature going to grow, eventually it's going to be larger than the Mevatel. So whatever the Teva is, I look at the whole thing as one unit. And it doesn't become both. And it could very well be by mikveh. It's also the same thing. The snow melts. Could be it was mifsik. You don't have to say it was constantly going. But that's what it is. The snow melts eventually in the fall, but that's the teva. That means in Yemei Nisim, the snow that you see in Odo that's on the mountains is going, this whole snow is going to get into the river. Could be one day it's cold. But if the whole, the teva advarim is, this whole snow is going to enter the river. That's called one big unit. Some of them can say kama kama bottle. The same thing by bottle. But if there's no teva, there's no teva, that means, let's say by yayin nesach, I'm pouring in keseder, I'm not stopping. There's epis amachayev. That this whole thing should fall in, and the person wants to pour, so he's pouring the whole thing in. But there's nothing al pi derech hateva that's mechaber the second nefila to the first nefila. No, I'm pouring keseda. That doesn't make it one big nefila. That's 10 nefilas. Each drop that falls in, even though you don't see anything, he's chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. It's not dependent if he stopped or if he didn't stop. It's dependent, there are other guidelines. If it's veston bekach, there's a derech hateva, that's how it comes in, it comes in slowly, but that's the teva advarim. So then you reckon with the whole nefila which will eventually come in, it doesn't become bottle. But if there's no veston bekach, then you don't say kama kama, then you say kama kama bot. Fine. Avol koshe. Now we go to Yevamis. It's meiridik. Avol koshe. The oma be perika or. The Gemara says in perika or. Nosan so vinotal so ad ruboy. Uberuboy mi mifsel bloy oma kama kama bot. Let us just say what the halach is, what we're speaking about. Let's say the halach is, okay, let's say the way Taisha says in the Teretz Rari, so we won't be too complicated. A person had a mikveh of aboim saw, kosher a mikveh, gewaldig. Now he takes a saw of wine, he pours it in. I have a Ayebasov, a Memsov, my Mados, my Yaini Putin, no problem. Then he goes and he takes out a saw. He takes out a saw. No, he takes out a saw, Losan saw, but not also. Now, what did he do now? Between you and me, there's really no mem saw of Mayim anymore because it got mixed up. He took out Mayim, he took out Yayin. Between you and me, there's 39 9/10 saw of Mayim. It's kosher. No problem. Why is it kosher? It's bottle. No problem. It's bottle. Fine. He does again a second saw, a third saw, a fourth saw. He's doing the same thing. He puts in a saw, he takes out a saw. It's Lebedik. He puts in, so it's kosher. So it's kosher. He puts in 20 saw, takes out a saw. It's kosher. He puts in 21 saw. It's possible. He puts in 21 saw. It's possible. Why? Because now you have roiv, yayin, 21 saw of yayin, and thus, let's not go into the Pnei Yeshua's Meira, 21 saw of yayin is not muchach that you have 21 saw of yayin in the mikvah, but let's not go into that. But let's say we have now, because everything went out with a percentage. Okay, let's not go into this. But the Gemara says, you have 21 saw, you put in 21 saw of yayin, you took out 21 saw, it's a posolimic. As they say. So now Taisa said, a terrible problem. This is a problem. That's a kama bottle. So what did you have 21 saw of yayin? The yayin became bottle to the mayim. Just like Rabbi Yochanan said, a person had a boil. And between you and me, there were 5 gallons of kosher wine in the boil. He poured in 25 gallons of yayin, the sam yayin, let's say yayin, it was sam yayin, put in 25, he has now 30 gallons of wine. He's telling you with a heksher, it's kosher. Kama bottle, it's kosher of wine. Ooh, wow, it's meiradik. Let's not be mafasim. About kaponim, it's kosher. He cannot, now he has 30 gallons of kosher wine. Kama bottle. Ah, you have more, yeah, stam yainam than yain kosher. It became bottle. It's mutter, it became bottle. No problem. So over here, you come to the mikveh, so you have 21 saw of yayin, you're taking God dosan saw, and not also, it's bottle. This is a problem. This is a big problem. And l'chayre, it's speaking about mistama, it's with a hefzik. I mean, according, now, this is a problem according to, we have 2 guidelines. We have the Rabbein Tam, we have the Rivom. There was ich a hefzik, l'chayre, was nosan so, v'notal so, kama bottle. So, we said kama bottle. All of a sudden, 21 so of yayin. No, it's fafal. And according to this is also according to the Rivom also, if it's not Vestai Vekach, you say kama bottle. This is bitter. The Hossam, the Meiperis Ayri, it's speaking about Meiperis, the Chmi. The Machma by Meiperis. Now this is a Shrekloch Eteretz. Taisa tells us, speaking about Meiperis. They were machma. So Kanshe Leven, it would be very nice if the Balei Tosfos would tell us why they were machma. I mean, I have a klal of kama bottle, and that it is Meiperis. They were machma. I mean, so I just like to say over 2 mahalchim in Tosfos, both of them are shver, but al kaponim, let's just know 2 mahalchim in Tosfos. Zukta Marsha. I got news for you. That the Gemara by Yayin Nesach that we say Piski kama bottle, that's speaking about Stam Yainam de Rabbonon. Stam Yainam de Rabbonon, so we consider each Nefila, Bazundra Nefila, we say it became Heter and finished and it's Heter, it's Mutter. Now even though I end up with 30 gallons of wine, which between you and me 25 is Stam Yainam, it's garnished. Issa da Rabbonon, and we say, Kama Kama Botu, everything became mutter. That's by a da Rabbonon. But here we're speaking about a deraisa. Here we're speaking about a deraisa. My peiris was, you can't make a mikvah out of my peiris. Here we're playing with deraises. Ooh. By a deraisa, we don't say Kama Kama Botu. We don't say this. We add everything up. I mean, this is the chashtik teire. That means, by stam yain, some medic chiddush, I had 25 gallons of stam yain, and it's mutter. How is the mutter? Kama kama bottle. You don't look at 25. I don't have 25, I have one drop of stam yain, a second became bottle, second drop became bottle. This was the Rabbeinu Tam, that's by the Rabbon. By the Rabbon, and I say this, you don't look, I have 25 of stam yainam and 5 of yain kosher. By the rice, you add up everything. And if you add up, you have 21 saw of wine and 20 saw of water, forget about it. So you have roiv yain, and then it doesn't become both. Fine. That's how the Marsha wants to learn. Because if the Marsha, but he has a big problem. So now I have new criteria. By the Rabbonons, I say Kama Kama Bottle. If we're talking about an Issa de Araisa, I don't say Kama Kama Bottle. In fact, the Hilke Marsha, so the Rabbeinu Tam started off by Kloyim, when there was a Pirtze, that means it started growing by the first Pirtze, and then it stopped, and then he fixed the wall, and then it started growing again, and then he made a wall. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, "Oh, you'll say Kama Kama Bottle. You won't add up these two." Frek the Masha, there's a deraisa. We're talking about Kloyim, a deraisa. And here the Rabbeinu Tam says, but it's the two separate nefilas. There's no connection between you. You say Kama Kama Bottle. This kasha, Frek the Masha. Let's just remain with the kasha. There's a Moyer de Kepnei Yeshua, which says a beautiful terence, but Lodavonia, I don't understand the terence. The Pnei Yeshua says a Moyer de Keteretz. Hosam be mei peiris askina, the Pnei Yeshua says, you know, let me tell you a sod. The whole concept of bittul is only said when it's not niker ha'isa. That means like this, all the cases we're talking about, you had here Yayin Nesach that was falling into Yayin Kosher. You have, this is Malaga wine, this is Malaga wine. It's falling in. So, you don't know. So there is a concept of Bittul. I mean, I don't know which wine is the Kosher, which wine is straight. So I say this Tam Yainam, whatever it is, becomes bottle to the Yayin Kosher. Kama Kama Bottle. So it became bottle. I have now a lot of what? Kama Kama Bottle. He says, but over here by my peiris and water, he says, you want to say that everything became my mikveh? Please. It tastes like Shapiro's wine. You can cut it with a knife. It looks like Shapiro's wine. It's not a mikveh. It looks like a wine vat over here. You have, this is my peiris over here. Here the whole concept of bittul is not applicable. That means you could only say bittul. There's a concept of kama, kama, bottle. You could have roi visa, and you say kama, kama, bottle. So the Pnei Yeshua, you know when you can say kama, kama, bottle, roi visa, because after the roi visa, you don't know which is this and which is that. Then you can have the concept of bittul. But if you have roi mei peiris, and you see wine there, so you see kloy, you don't have a mikveh. So memele, he has a mara of yain, it has a tam of yain. That's nikar isa. Nikar isa, there's no concept of kama kama bottle. That's if I'm not mistaken, he brings a taisvis in the Beit Zohar, I think, that you have basa b'cholov, and you'll put in drops of milk, and then after you say kama kama bottle, everything is mutter, and now you put in 2 gallons of milk already, and you tasted the basa b'cholov. You'll say, kama, kama, bottle. I mean, it's nikir taima. You can't, Bittul is only Kolzman, you can't pinpoint this Issa, you don't see this, then there's a Din Bittul. But here it's Meperis, and it's a Mara Yayin, and a Tama Yayin, so there's no Din Bittul. That's how the Pnei Yeshua says. L'davoini, I don't understand the Pnei Yeshua, because if the criteria is there's a Mara Yayin, I got news for you, you can have a Mara Yayin by, you don't need Roiv to give it a Mara Yayin. You can have a Mara Yayin by a fellow Amir, you can have a Mara Yayin. There's a Mishnah in Mikvois, the Mishnah says in Mikvois, Shloisha Lugim Mayim, V'nofal L'seichen Kultiv Shel Yayin, V'amareyen Kemara HaYayin, you have a Kultiv of Yayin, and you have three Lugim of Mayim, and this Kultiv of Yayin can make it look like wine of it. So if you're worrying about, and by Vasa B'cholav, the Shir is less than Shishim, you don't need Roiv Cholav. If we're cheshbening that if you see the color of your, the taste is the discernible. So then the criteria is not roiv yayin, a little less than roiv yayin. So Davoni, I don't understand how the Bnei Yeshua says pshat either. But al kaponim, this is pshat, this is al kaponim, the two mahalchim and taisvis. The hosn b'mei peiris ayri dichmiru tvei. Vim toima. So bekitza, so Bekitza Taisvus is telling us that by May Peiris, there's no, whatever the reason is, it's a Daraisis, it's what Nikel Maro, the time, by May Peiris, there's no din of Kama Pop. Finished. Okay, whatever the reason is, May Peiris is different. Like Taisvus, then I have a big problem. Heichim Midamalo Latrume Darabonim, the May Peiris, the Psulim Daraisa, Kidimamayet, Pepeir Kisi Yadam, ודחסיב מים יסיירה, והיך יוקשירים, ומחצה על מחצה דיירייסה. Now, Taisva says, אמור די כקשה, if you're learning the sugi there, we'll appreciate the kasha. There's a אמור די כרבי יוחנן. רבי יוחנן said, אמור די כחידש. It's speaking about over there, a very interesting, the שתי קופויס, Lifneim shneis shtei so. Achas shel trume va'achas shel chula. There was two kupais. One had trume in it. One had chulan in it. And in front of it was two so. One had trume, one had chulan. Fine. I walk out of the room. Rabbah Hashem. And I know this kupa is, on the kupa it says in big letters, Trume, Chulan, Baruch Hashem. The saw also says, Trume, Chulan, Baruch Hashem. I know. I come back in an hour, the kupas are empty, and the saw is full. So you know what happened? Somehow, whatever happened, the contents of the kupas went into the saw. And now I have a problem. With an ultrasound won't help to solve the problem. What fell into what? Did the trume fall into the trume and the chulam fell into the chulam? That's it, these kupas fell into the soy. But what fell in? If everything fell in, matzaminas minai, it's not big about. So it's no problem, so the chulam is mutter, the trume is mutter. But kan shayla ben, maybe it happened the other way. Maybe the truma fell into the chulan and the chulan fell into the truma and then I'm stuck. So now the Yisrael can eat any of it. So Rabbi Yochanan says, let's not go into the lumdis, but Rabbi Yochanan says as follows, by a truma de rabono, we're playing with the rabono, and let's say they're the same shear. So the same shear, that means the shear and the kupa is the same as the shear and the saw. It's the same amount. So I say by a truma de rabbonon that a filu, the truma fell into the chulin, it's bottled by machze. Machze, it's a psakula truma de rabbonon, it's bottled by machze. Reish Lakish said, you need roi. Bjechanan said, it's bottled by machze. Fine. It's bottled by machze. So by Adarabonon, I know now by Issa Adarabonon, it's bottle the mach. Fregt the Gemara Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, oy vey, we learned by Nosan so ve not also, Nosan so ve not also, it says, Nosan so ve not also, it says, when is it possible? If Roiv, he says, if Roiv Yayin fell in, then it is possible. Yeah. The Gemara that have a meaning, the Gemara that have a meaning that you need Roiv mind. That was the have a meaning of the Gemara. By Nosan so venot also, the Gemara that have a meaning of Pshat is you need that it's only kosher if 19 fell in to 20, then it's kosher. But if 20 fell into 20, it's possible. That was the Havamina of the Gemara. That's the Havamina by Mikveh, that if 20 saw fell into 20 saw, it's possible. You need Dafke, you need 19 into 20. Fine, then it's kosher. But 20 to 20 is possible. Like the Gemara, you Rabbi Yochanan said that by Adarabonon, it's bottle, machza al machza, by over there, isn't it bottle be machza al machza? That's the Gemara's kasha. So now, Tosis is a tremendous problem. Tosis just said, it's speaking about Meiperis. Meiperis is a psul de araisa. Meiperis is a psul de araisa. So, what's the kasha in Rabbi Yochanan? You have to say it's Meiperis. According to the Marshal, that's all terrible, because by the raisas, by the raisas, you don't say kama kama bottle. And but it has to be speaking about my parents. So if it's my parents, it's absurd, their eyes. So how are you asking Akasha Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Tumah Darabonon, and he said, Machza is bottle, and they're speaking about my parents, that's possible. That's Tais was Kasha. Now let's see, innovating the Kasha. Be Taima. Ibe my parents, I reach him with Damolo, the Tumah Darabonon, the my parents, the psul and the raisa. Kidemamayet, pepere, kise yadam. Bedersiv mayim yisere, ve'ech yuksherem be'mechza o'machza de'reise. So what's the Gemara's kash? Esn yakash Rabbi Yochanan, there was meiko mechza mechza by Trumah Darabonon, and they're speaking about meiperes de'reise. V'yesh letareitz bedoichik, da'av agav de mitzali mi de'reise mechza o'mechza. You're right, Taka, by de'reise mechza o'mechza. Kshayrim lahatvo ben machtim v'tzinoires, den tzrichin aboim so midaraisa elo midarabona. Now let us appreciate what Taisus is saying. Taisus says, amuridike ekimten dat gemore in shalom al Yisrael. Taisus says as follows. The halacha is, this is shittas at Taisus. The din is, by tvilas odom, you need memso. By tvilas odom, you need memso. By tvilas, you need memso she gufoy shalodom oilabem. This is a drash that you need. But a normal person will be oilabem, that you need memso. What if I want to be tovel a needle? Do you also need memso? Needle doesn't need memso. By tvilas odom, there's a din of memso. Shitas atoisvis is, you want to be tovel a needle, a revius is enough. A revius mind is a kosher mikveh that has the, it's a kosher water, it's like shaman. You have a revius yayin, you take the needle, you put it into a revius, you table it, a kosher tefillah min ha'tayach. But, midarabonon, you need memso. So now, there's two mikvois. There's a mikveh, the tefillahs odom. There's a mikveh, the tefillahs machtim betzinayach. A mikveh letvilas machtim betzinoires. Min ha-teira a revius is enough. Mit rabboni you need memso. So now, Zektoisves, there it's speaking about, I want to be teivel machtim betzinoires. I'm a frumme yid. Mit rabboni you need memso. There's memso. You know, I had, let me tell you the whole scenario. I had a mikveh of memso. It's a big sign. Kosher letvilas kalem. Fine, it's a kosher mikveh. Then this guy started, not also, and he's flabbergasted, and he's putting in a saw of my peiris, taking out a saw, keseda. He put in 20 saw of my peiris. So there's 20 connected 20. So the Gemara understood that it's no good. The Gemara understood it's no good. So the Gemara Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, why is it no good? You say by the Rabbonons, you say that there's a din bittul mechzer or mechzer. And here is also a Rabbonon. Because mina teure, I don't need 40 saw. Mina teure al revius is enough. Mit Rabbonon, I need 40 saw. So this is a din Rabbonon. Mit Rabbonon, mechzer, mechzer is bottle. Why do you need 21 connected one? That's the Gemara's kasha. So that's what Tosfos wants to say. It's a doichik, but maybe that's what the Gemara is speaking about. The Gemara understood that we're speaking about a mikveh derabbanon. A mikveh derabbanon, you should say mechza al machza. L'chayra, we have to understand now, so according to the Marsha, so, well, why didn't you say kama kama bottle? Now we're speaking about the Rabbanans already. I don't know, according to the Marsha, I don't know klo. Here, l'chayra, it's only negeya the Rabbanan. I just like to mention one ha'ora dimrei Moshe asks, which I just like to mention it. Taisvis says, Amoyra deke yisot, and we look at the Taisvis, right? That means, mina teure, you have one revius of mayim, kosher a mikveh. With the rabbonon, you need 40 saw. Fine. So Taisvis says, now I have a mikveh, that's 20 saw mayim, 20 saw may peire. So Taisvis says like this, mina teure, it's kosher. With the Rabbonon, it's possible. Maybe the boy is a kasher. Rabbi Yechonon, the Rabbonon, so she be a din bittul mechzer machz. Fine. But Eilikim Remoishi says he doesn't understand why min haTorah it's kosher. He says if it's mixed up, 50% is yain and 50% is dos. So he says this machat. He says number one, the time is there's a chatzitze between the water and the machat. This 50% of yayin over here. So why is it called, I'm toiling it, if the machat would have a chatzitze. The machat would have a chatzitze. And there's a chatzitze between the machat, and I put a machat in the mikveh, and there's a chatzitze between the machat and the main mikveh, it's not a good tefillah. Fret the yayin in the mikveh over here, why isn't the yayin chaitzitz? The machat hits the revius of water and it's oblivious to the ayin. Number one. And number two, he says, besides it in chatzitze. Who says b'chal yevatvil in the revius of yayin? Who says it's covered with the revius of yayin? Get a chatzitze. Could very well be, this machat you stick in, half of it is in yayin, half of it is in mayim, and you never made a tefillah, period. So why is this called only Adarabona? This Kasha Dimre Moshe asks. Fine. Zot Taisvis weiter. Now Taisvis goes to Kotchim. Now in Pcheiris. Miu Akati Kosher. No, things are not too good yet. It's bitter. Meho de Masik Ravdimi Bepeirik Shlishi de Pcheiris. There's a Rabdimi in the third Perek in Pchoyres. Gabriel Ekeyach Tzir Me'am Ha'oretz. A person purchased Tzir Me'am Ha'oretz. Now what is Tzir? Tzir is juice from fish. It seems in this Tzir, there's also water there. There's some water in this Tzir. And it's you buy this, you dip your bread into it. Now a person purchased it from a Am Ha'aretz. Now what is the problem over here? Not a kashrus ticket problem. Nah, that's for sure. There's another problem. The Am Ha'aretz wasn't nizer betumah v'tare. We're speaking about a person who was nizer betumah v'tare. Now there's some water in this tzir. Now, the content of the water, if there's more water than tzir, or more tzir than water, that I don't know. So let's just say, oisim veini, then we'll see in the veini. So the din is like this. Let's just figure, I don't know what the water content is, there's water and tzir there. And the water, l'chayre, is mekabel tuma from dam oretz, and he's a chover, and he doesn't eat chulin tmei. So let's just make a cheshm. So the cheshm is like this. If there's a little amount of water that fell into the tzir, first I had tzir, and then a little amount of water was added, so the water becomes bottled to the tzir. The water becomes bottled to the tzir, and it's not water, it's tzir, it's not mekabel tumah. No problem whatsoever. Little water in the tzir loses the shame water, and it's not mekabel tumah. It's not mekabel tumah. Tzir is not mekabel tumah. It's not from the Zayin Mashkin. It's not mekabel tumah. That's if there's a little water. If there's roiv water, so then it's bitter. If there's roiv water, then it's bitter, so it's water. So if it's water, there's also no problem. So you know what? You buy it from the Amoritz, then you go and you take this jar of tzir, you go to a mikveh, and your mashik, you make hashoket, the main mikveh in the top of this jar of tzir, they touch one another, that's just hashoke ba'alme, and then water becomes toyer, ayidei hashoke. So, the Gemara says, you have no problem with tzir. You can buy tzir, you don't need a hechshef on the badatz on tumme v'tare. It's one of the two. Either if there's too little water, so there's a little, there's roif tzir, so you don't need anything, so it's toyer legamri, because the water becomes bottled to the tzir. And that there's right mayim, so you take it to the mikveh, mayim is nitar bahashoke, and you matire it. Finished. Okay, now let's see the Gemara. Miyu akati toshe, mehoda masik ravdimi vepeirik shlishi de pcheiras. Gabi alei keyach tzir me'am haoretz, a person purchased tzir me'am haoretz. Mashike b'mayim v'hu toyer, so he's mashik b'mayim v'hu toyer. And the Rav Dimi said as follows. Iru b'mayim ninu, if roiv is mayim, salkulu ashoke. So I made ashoke. Ashoke helps by mayim. Viru b'tzir ninu, if roiv is tzir, my boy ashoke. So then you don't need ashoke. The mayim b'telem b'tzir. Mayim is bottle b'tzir. So memele, no problem whatsoever. Masik, but then Rav Dimi said, Rabbi said, it's not so poshut what I told you, it matters. Masik. Just one second. Masik, lo yishonu ela letabel by pitoy. If he wants to use this tzir, if it was a dip letabel by pitoy, no problem. You buy this jar of tzir from Dama Oretz, and you mashik it, m'mon of shech, it's good, there's no problem. Avo likteiro. But what if you're making, you're cooking something, you want to pour, you're making a whole soup, a chveis, and you want to pour this tzir into the soup. Now, in your soup, you have, so I said like this, I said you take the bottle of tzir, you take it to the mikveh, one of shech is good. If it was roiv tzir, you don't need a mikveh. If there was not, there's not roiv tzir, roiv mayim, the mikveh helps. Fine. No. That is dafka if you can use it as a dip. But if you want to pour it into your soup, so I got news for you, then you're in hot water. Why you in hot water? Because you're going to take this bottle of tzir. Let's say there was more tzir than mayim. More tzir than mayim. That means 9% tzir, 1% mayim. That water wasn't mekabel tumah because it's bottle. It's a mamela. It's a tzir. It's no problem. Now you take this tzir and you pour it into your big pot of soup, which is 5 gallons of water. So the Gemara says, you know what's going to happen? That ounce of water, which till now was not mekabel tumah, because you had 9 ounces of tzir, which were mevatalit, now you have 5 gallons of water, so you have roiv mayim, you lost your mevatal, before you had a mevatal of tzir, right? Now you lost your mevatal, so memele, so now this 1 ounce of water will become tummy dick of water. And memele, so the chabal is not permitted to use this in his pot. That's what the Gemara says. Again, and I'd like to mention one vault from Abul Chonon that says, this is a new concept of Chayza V'Niyo. I'd like to mention a vote from Abul Chonon, will better understand what Taisvis is talking about. Abul Chonon and Kovit Shiurim, Beya Isa Mechvot, Abul Chonon says as follows, Amir Dikazach, which, he says like this, he says, if you have Issa that falls into Heta, I have Issa that falls into Heta. So he says you have to know the Sibis or Issa remains. The Issa doesn't fly away. You have Issa over here. Now the Din Bittul is that Kol Zman I have Roiv Heta, so I'm allowed to eat the Issa. I mean, it's Issa. It didn't become Ois Issa. It's Issa. But if you have Roiv Heta, the Roiv Heta is Mevatel to Issa. But the Issa is here. Zokt Rabul Chona, but what will be if you'll take away this Roiv Heta? That means Roiv Heta in the Issa is like you have a dog on a leash. You have a dog. But there's nothing what to worry about because there's a leash. The leash is holding it back. You have Issa, the Roiv Heta is Mevatel, they say. You need it, no problem. Roiv Heta is Mevatel. That's Kozman, you have Roiv Heta. So it's matter it. Eat it, chaparain, eat it now. But if you don't chaparain and eat it now and you lose your Roiv Heta, so just like you lost your leash and then the Issa wakes up, man. There's Issa without a Mevatel. Never became Heta Gomel. You're allowed to have it. Kozman have Roiv Heta Mevatel. Azizik Tabal Chonam Pshat. So Memele, that the Emerson is Pshat in the Gemara in Bechiris. Pshat in the Gemara in Bechiris is like this. You had water. You had 1 ounce of Tomedika water. 9 ounces of Tzir. We told the Chava, eat it Gesundheit. Can have it Gesundheit. It's Tomedika. Don't worry about it. The 9 ounces of tzir makes it, it's not mayim, it's not tomi de kemayim, it's tzir, it's kenev, it's not tomi de kemayim. That's kol's man, you have this ratio of 9 ounces of tzir and 1 ounce of water. The minute you're gonna put it into your pot with 5 gallons of water, so now you have roiv mayim over here, you have roiv mayim. You lost your, so that 1 ounce of water, that 1 ounce of water, which till now the Rav was telling the eat it, it's not water, it's tzir. It was tzir, Kozman, he had roiv tzir in the taruvis. But now that you put this into your pot of soup, you don't have roiv tzir anymore. You have roiv mayim. You have 5 gallons and 1 ounce of water and 9 ounces of tzir. So you don't have roiv tzir that makes this mayim tmeim ois mayim. So you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. So Taisvis Kasha is going to be, but there's a din of Kama Kama Boto. The din of Kama Kama, we never said such a thing. What was the Yayin Nesach of Rabbi Yechanan? The Yayin Nesach of Rabbi Yechanan was, you ended up with 30 gallons of wine, 25 gallons are Issa, 5 gallons are Heta, and drink 30 gallons. You don't say, Chayza V'Niya, I lost my Mevatel. No! Each drop that fell in became kosher wine. Now you have 6 gallons of kosher wine, 7 gallons of kosher wine, and you end up with 30 gallons of kosher wine. Not that you have, everything became bottle. And here, Avdimi says, no, you pour it into the Kedere, So lamaise, boom, it's chayzev aniyah. Let's just say over the kashi and we'll stop here. So memele, so teis, let's see what Teisva says. Kegdeich tzimi amor, tzmashike b'mayim b'utoyim. Yichu b'mayim ninu, salkulu ha-shok, if there's roi b'mayim, so the ha-shok world. Vihu b'tzir ninu, leboi ha-shok, the mayim b'teilem b'tzir. Amasig loi shonu elu letavu boi pitoi, apu l'kdeich aloi, the motzer minas minoi v'neyos, even though you have 1 ounce of tummy to get mayim, I say the 5 gallons of mayim will be, wake up the 1 ounce. Al mahosom, avagav shoyi kvar mevutolois, chayzres v'neyoiris besoich agdeire, v'chos kendom rini kama kama bottle. Here you have 25 gallons of yayim stamyenom. And here you say everything is mutter, mutter, mutter. And there you say, ooh, you lost your rive of tzir, it's chayzev aniyah.